Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. This is 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Greg Cazares here. He's back. I know you're. I'm glad he's back, too. Greg is a three-year member of our Brain Trust. He's an engineer and an environmentalist with many years of experience in the natural gas and the oil industry. He wrote, he's also a leadership expert. And he helps companies with their leadership activity and helps them craft their message to whoever they're trying to lead. He's the author of Learned Leadership, and he's our good friend, Greg. Welcome back.
Hey, good to be with you, Jim. Always fun.
It's good to have you back. So I'm going to do you a favor, and I'm going to let you talk about what you want to talk about first, and then I want to talk about what I want to talk about. How about that?
Well, you know, I'll do that. And by the way, I've been reading your book, and you really got me thinking, because we know that technology is changing the world rapidly. Matter of fact, I want to talk about disruption and how the United States and natural gas went from energy scarcity in less than 10 years to energy growth of the planet. And then the region that I call the Shell Crescent, the Northeast, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, went from 3% of U.S. gas supply in 2010 to 30% at the end of 2017. And that's called disruption.
That's right.
But in your book, you talk about, I had never thought of the ethical piece of that disruption and what that means. So you've given me a lot to think about there, Jim.
Well, thank you for saying that. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's my new book, folks. He's talking about the third ingredient. So I really appreciate you saying it. Hey, talk to us about the Crescent, the Shell Crescent.
Sure.
I was telling the audience you're going to talk about an area of energy production that people may think of historically, but not currently as much.
You know, you're absolutely spot on. And that was the region, you know, they call it the Rust Belt now. It's eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, northern West Virginia, that you know, the steel, you know, steel mills of Pittsburgh and Youngstown and
Charleston. Where was Spindletop?
That's actually out in Texas.
Say it again.
We had the Drake well in Pennsylvania.
There you go. That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah,
That's what changed everything.
That's right. That happened. American petroleum industry began in the part of the world you're talking about.
Absolutely, and because of that, that's what stirred. That's why we manufacture things up there. I mean, what's the reason the steel industry is in Pittsburgh? Because of the energy, cheap, abundant energy is what we had up there. And when that went away, so did the energy. When the energy industry went away, so did industry. It went to places like China and the Middle East, and a lot of it went to the Gulf Coast. And with that change and to the point of disruption, we've got 30% on that gas supply. But what that drove, IHS Market did a study for Shell Crescent that just was released in March. And what it said is if you built a petrochemical plant for the last probably 30, 40 years, if you put it on the Gulf Coast, you could never be wrong. Mm-hmm. Today, literally in the span of just a couple of years, that's changed. And the savings, if you build a $3 billion, what they call an ethane cracker, in the Shell Crescent region, Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, compared to the same plant on the Gulf Coast, you would save $3.6 billion over 20 years.
Wow.
If you double the size of that plant, that's not a $3.6 billion savings, it's over $7 billion. And can you imagine if you're an engineer for one of these major chemical companies, and you're making decisions looking ahead several years, and you're making
decisions. Which they all are. They are all realize they're driving a long freight train, and they've got to be driving this train decades ahead of where they are right now.
Well, and can you imagine? We go to Houston with this knowledge. It's on the main stage of the World Petrochemical Conference. IHS presents it, and who's pushing back? it's the Gulf Coast people. Matter of fact, we have private meetings with some of these companies.
So we got a rumble going on between the regions of the United States, right?
we do, and they don't want. They're looking at it. They haven't
had to compete like that ever, have they? Not in the United States.
Oh gosh, no. Oh no. When we were there in 2017, we had people laugh at us when we talked about petrochemicals up here. And this is like you said. This is where it started. The first ethane cracker was in Charleston, West Virginia in 1920.
Right.
So
right. That's
where the whole petrochemical industry started. So we show up down there in 2017. They're laughing at us. Mm-hmm. And here's what we've had people tell us. Well, we know what we're doing on the Gulf Coast. You just send us your natural gas liquids and your natural gas. We'll take care of the rest. And one of our guys looked at this CEO and he said, you know, we're not going to be a damn banana republic.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you a question. Is this a product of fracking? Is the revitalization of this
region? Absolutely.
So fracking, without fracking, everything that you just said really wouldn't happen, right?
Well, and you know, what most people don't understand is we frack every well. And so does Russia. And so does Saudi Arabia.
Right.
I mean, it's fracking. They make a big deal about fracking, but it's part of the process. But more importantly, without fracking, you know, the phones we talk on go away, your computer goes away, your car goes away. You can't, mm-hmm. I mean, you can make it out of metal, but today cars are over. Most of the components on our car are plastic. There's some cars I can't even put a magnet on the back because the rear bumpers are plastic. But,
right.
But even things like the stuff that our lettuce is wrapped in.
Right.
Even you can't even make, you know, I deal with some of the anti-fossil fuel crowd, and it tears them up, Jim, when I tell them that you can't even have a darn solar panel without mm-hmm. fracking because of the petrochemicals in that solar
panel.
Right.
That's right.
You know, it's life in the big city, but it's a real mindset.
I got 30 seconds. What's the last thing you want to tell us about the Shale Crescent?
So that's the place to build a petrochemical plant now because the big thing up there is that the gas and the liquids are literally under the plant.
I mean, would I be correct in saying that all of this is revitalizing that economy and therefore revitalizing Main Street small businesses in that region?
It absolutely is. I talked to a firm yesterday. I met with them yesterday morning. They've already hired 40 engineers in the Charleston, West Virginia area. Mm-hmm. In the last year, about 40 engineers, young people getting jobs that are making $75,000 to $80,000 a year.
Right,
that's a big deal in that area. We're seeing plants already coming back.
Hold on to that thought, Greg. When we come back, I'm gonna let Greg talk a little more about this, but I want to get him to reconcile America's energy independence with the high price of oil right now. Why can't we fix that? Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.